But the three friends say the reunion feels right. Lead singer Corin Tucker.
I wrote the song Surface Envy about that moment where we were like, are we going to be a band again? And everyone was like, yes, for real. We win! We lose!
Only together do we break the rules! We win! Leah Scarpelli, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Guarantee your seats today for the March 10th All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. It's at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Keynoting the day is Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services, and we'll get a presentation on land values from Murray Wise. And we'll take all of your questions on soybean and corn futures, cash grain, and whatever else is on your mind. Call now for tickets at 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 566 and a quarter, down 10 and three quarters. May, 569 and three quarters, down 9 and three quarters. Soft March wheat, 523 and three quarters, down 9. May, 526 and a half, down 8 and a quarter. March corn, 383 and a quarter, down 3 and three quarters. May, 390 and a half, down 3 and three quarters. July, 397, down 4. December, 410 and a quarter, down 4 and a half. March soybeans, 976 and a quarter, down 15 and a half. May, 982 and a quarter, down 15 and a quarter. July, 987 and a half, down 15 and one half. November, 962, down 13 and a quarter. March soybean meal, 323.40, down 280. March soybean oil, 32.88, down 51. February live cattle, 152.45, down $2. January feeders, 213.80, down 30 cents. The March is down 197 and a half. February lean hog, 72.95, down 155. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Very much everything in the red today. Risk aversion, it looks like.
You know, we're starting down lowly on the holiday shortened week. The beans are nearly 3 month lows. Wheat's at 2 month lows. You know, we said last week as we come in this week, it's going to be a look at the weather forecast for South America, and it looks like the front or the high pressure ridge that's been holding the dry weather in there looks to be moving on out into the ocean. So that's basically one of the things at bay. And of course, we saw Chinese cancel some beans on Friday, and that, of course, didn't help anything. It looks like they're moving more to South America along the way is true. So a lot of those things, and then the outside markets, the continuing drop in the crude oil, all those things being a little bit of a factor here today.
So cancellation on Friday, cancellation today, 400,000 metric tons in all, probably more cancellations ahead, I would think.
Well, that's sure, you know, if you were planning on keeping things together, why you wouldn't be canceling this soon. This is a little earlier. Last year we didn't see as many cancellations. This year we're starting to see some. And the harvest down there, and it started in, it's only 1% of the total country, but 5% of the area. But at least the first 5% in the one area where it's at has been higher than expected yields also.
So we have broken out of the sideways trading range in soybeans that we've been in for the better part of 2 months. What are we looking at now for potential downside targets if we don't regain this trading range in the next several sessions?
Well, if we don't regain this, I think, of course, we're going to look towards that 950 mark. I mean, there's other people projecting lower, but for right now, I think that, you know, that's the next initial look there. As we look at things, You know, we saw Informa's numbers last week of their projected plantings. A little shy on what they'd like to see planted for corn, but as bean prices go down, why the corn acres will tend to go up. But we did see an awful lot of projected bean acres for right now.
So fundamentally, beans has just about everything you can throw at it, including the kitchen sink right now.
Yeah, I mean, as we look at it, we look at growing supplies in South America, the world supply staying high, and, of course, the weather getting better there, and, of course, the projection of many more acres of beans for next year here. So all around the clock, why, that does look like it's not a good time for the soybean bull.
Does these prices then turn around and influence our feeders in the southeast to go ahead and increase production?
Well, I think that it does. I think that basically along the way, this should equate to some lower bean meal prices down the road, and that along the way would help us feed chickens and hogs out there a little cheaper.
And maybe it'll show up at the retail.
Maybe, yes. Well, you know, like I say, we've managed to keep pork prices pretty economical in the grocery stores. You know, we saw loins on special again for $1.99 over the weekend. Awfully good meat for only $2 a pound.
All right, turn your attention to the corn market then, please.
Well, the corn market, I think, you know, it's following along with everything here. Economic news were China. You know, their growth wasn't as expected. It was supposed to be the IMF saying they reduced the world economic GDP growth for the next 2 years along the way. But, I mean, we do have an awful lot of corn in the U.S. The freight rates are getting better and cheaper with the oil movement cutting way back and the railroads being able to move it better. So, and also the crude oil price is dropping, and the thought that ethanol is going to drop out of bed a little bit too here or lose some favor. Along with beans being down this strong, corn down 3 cents is still looking like the strongest thing on the board.
How confident are you that 375 March futures is a pretty well Gibraltar?
Well, I think it's gonna be a strong point. Now, you know, what else is gonna be chipping at the mountain to cause the avalanche from there on in is gonna be the question, Dave. But you know, for today, that's gonna be a good stopping point, at least for the next couple weeks here.
Oil tried to recover a little bit at the end of last week, got up over 50, but has slid back down again. Is it now we moving to a choppy sideways oil pattern, or do you think that oil could fall even further, and if it does, the implications for grains?
Well, I think that there's a little bit of room to the downside, but not anywhere from what we've seen over the past year for right now, Dave. I think some are the lows that we've seen into that. It's going to be awfully hard to break through $40 on the crude oil. But I also thought we'd see some stronger resistance at the $50 level, too. But it does, with OPEC's attitude that they don't want to cut back, they do want to keep their market share, it's going to be awfully hard to get a good rally sustained here. We saw, again, that the number of wells that decreased last week was a huge number again in the U.S. So, you know, we are cutting back on our oil here, and OPEC's job of getting some of our competition out of the way is working.
So the question then becomes, how easy is it to restart the investment well process once someone made a decision to stop it?
Well, I think it's not that hard to restart, but I think they aren't going to just start in at break even. They're going to want to get it back up a little bit so they've got a little leeway before they do start running again. So we're going to just continue to decrease some of these fracking wells along the way as the price stays down, and we'll need to move it back up probably $20 a gallon to get a lot of these wells back in production.
If we stay status quo until June, which is what OPEC is signaling, I mean, you have two different things in play. One, the flat price can fall quickly on a short period of time. That infects the marketplace. But a sideways market over a long period of time also can. What if we're still flat price and the oil price is June, July, August?
I would imagine if they've achieved their goal of shutting down a lot of the wells, we'll maybe see a little tightening of production by the OPEC nations.
What else is on your mind?
Well, I think, you know, the as we look ahead here, as you know, the farmers marketing, they've grown an awful lot of corn on the, you know, the last government report showed the farmer had a lot of corn and beans on the farm, and it's going to be at what levels are they going to be trading this grain loose? So it's going to be very interesting to watch what the basis levels do. We've seen a good increase in basis levels here, and we'd like to tell any of the farmers out there, if nothing else, sell some corn or beans on basis if it's very tight in your area, to core those bins and keep that corn in good condition.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, 383 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. July, 397 and a quarter, down 3 3/4. December, 410 and a quarter, down 4.5. March soybeans, 975 3/4, down 16. November, 961 1/2, down 13 3/4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.